What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Alex Duenas podcast with your host, the Alex Duenas. Man, time and imperfect action. Only time can sometimes be the healing factor. This too shall pass. Something I told myself yesterday. And if you listen to the podcast before this, and even the one before that one, you'll see that I've been going through some emotional tough times, you know, and you'll come to realize like how I speak and what I've been doing. And truthfully, I would say I've broken character a few times, nothing too crazy. I've had two cookies. I've lusted a little bit, but I haven't gone out and taken action on it, you know. But overall, like I maintain a pretty good level of discipline, self-control through the adversity that I was facing. And you see, like, waking up today, like, things are just clicking. And I'm like, man, like, truly time is sometimes the one factor that heals whatever you're going through. And so, ultimately, you got to push through at times. You got to push through. And you got to get to the next day. You got to get through the day. I'm always thinking, man, I got to go balls to the wall every single day. And listen, I would love to go balls to the walls every day. And I do. I try my best. I put that standard up. Like, I got to go balls to the wall. Like, there is no pushing your brakes. But even on a racetrack, like, you can't just go a million miles an hour. There's times where you have to slow down to take a turn. Right? So I realize that now. And I want you to understand that time and action in the right direction helps you progress through what you're going through. And it's going to feel that much better when you do wake up and you feel that, man, like, do you know what? I feel like I'm getting over this. Whatever was bothering me, whatever I was going through, I'm getting over it. But if you stay not taking action, and you start regressing, start going towards vices, more vices. If I would have taken action on the lust, if I would have kept eating shitty and like more cookies, like if I would have just drowned myself. And I remember this was like back in December, I think, or January. I was going through it rough with like business. And I was like, no, man, like I was eating peanut butter and rice cakes. Man, when I tell you, I was downing peanut butter and rice cake. Every time I felt like all this stress. I was just like, peanut butter, rice cake. And that's when I realized, like, man, no wonder people fucking stress eat, man. I was stressing so hard just because, like, a business, I got some bills coming up. And I'm like, fuck, bro. But, you know, after that time, I realized that that wasn't the answer. The answer wasn't to, like, just, like, what everybody else does. To fucking sideline it with food. I'm like, no, tighten up on your diet. Get more fucking strict on your diet. And since then, I just gotten so much more stricter on my diet. I started looking better. I started feeling better. And ultimately, that was the key right there. The key was like, do not sideline the stress. Do not. Like, keep everything harder. Keep everything better. Keep everything, like, not easier. And know that it will pass. And that's how I've been feeling today. I'm like, man, like the pain is, it's like anything. Think about having surgery. You can't speed up the healing process. You just got to wait it out, right? And so what I've learned through all this is I have to wait it out. That's creepy as fuck. I'm at my coffee place and there's like a fucking figure with like a lot of shit on it. That's creepy as shit, dude. I don't get scared. But that's creepy as fuck. I have no idea what the fuck that was. Anyways, I'm like, that's like a horror movie right now. Anyways, back to the motivation. Duh. Listen, look back at everything I was. Look back to a few podcasts, tough times, emotional things. Like, man, it's just been rough. And then I just kept pushing forward. I'm like, I'm making some different business moves. I'm taking some financial risks right now. And I'm like, I got to keep pushing forward. This is the time where you push forward, where everything just seems like, damn, how are you going to keep pushing forward when everything feels like it's harder? I'm like, no, you need to push forward, Alex. You need to. Fuck it. What do you have to fucking lose, bro? Fuck it. You know, like, if you're going through pain, what's more pain going to do? Seriously, I was thinking about that as I got my tattoo yesterday on my bicep, and it was a little painful, but I'm like, yeah, who gives a fuck? I'm already going through pain. So what's more pain, you know? And so whatever you're going through right now, painfully, that too shall pass. It has to. But are you going to come out of it better or worse? You only come out of it worse if you sidelined the lessons. You only come out of it worse if you didn't uphold your character. Now, I'm not saying I didn't break my character. I did. But not to the extent where I said, fuck not going, not working out. Fuck not, like, still helping people getting on TikTok live. Now, could I have done more messaging with my business and gotten more clients? Absolutely. So I fell off for like a week, man. Yeah, I was just getting to it. But I'm like, Alex, just don't take too many back steps, man, you know? And so, but it's important to, like, have people in your corner. And I've had some people in my corner just getting me back up. I'm not doing this alone. And the people who are in my corner are not giving me the, oh, let's go grab a drink type of shit. Oh, let's just go, let's go talk to some girls. Shit. Like, they did not give me solutions that were gonna, or negative solutions. They gave me fucking positive, yo, like, hit the ground, hit the floor. Like, this is the time where you fucking show up. Who are you? Like, I had these people in my head, because listen, even myself, like, I cannot do this alone. I have to consistently have somebody else helping me out mentally to push, because it's not fucking easy. You get it? But that's why you have these podcasts. That's why you listen. I'm telling you, in times that you're very low, it's so easy to get influenced. It's so easy. If you don't have the right people in your fucking ear pushing you, like, no, this is part of your test. This is part of your test. You got to keep pushing through. You got to keep pushing through. You're going to have the other side, which is like, no, look, you've had a stressful week. I get it. It's not right. It's not fair. But let's just go out. Let's just go out, man. Let's have one drink. Let's just smoke a cigar, vibe, and just, you know, it's okay. It's part of life. It's part of life. There's just two ways to take it, man. And there's two, and like, just know that you don't come out better taking it easier when things are tough. No. And I know in the midst of it, it's very, very fucking difficult, but you have to fucking remind yourself, no, motherfucker. Like, if I can, it's a contraction. If I can ultimately push through this contraction phase hard, then my expansion is going to be huge. When you come out on the other side, when things are start to go your way, they're going to go your way even better. Because you did not take back, so you did not sideline the lessons and the stress and the struggle, yet you prevailed, you kept pushing. Yeah, so what, you took baby steps back, because I did, I ate like two cookies, you know, like, oh, fuck, but like, you know, for me, that's a step back. For most people, it's like, bro, you ate two cookies when you were going through all that shit? Wow, dude, that's a lot. That's a daily basis for all of us. Yeah, but I'm nothing like you guys, not in the bad sense. Like, I got to be fucking better, have no cookies. And so, but again, success is not linear. It's not. I'm not gonna go success and always being perfect. But how can I minimize my back steps? How little can I make these back steps? It's not real to be like, I'll never ever take a back step. No, sometimes you take a little bit of a back step. How big are they though? You know. Now, if I would have went and drank, fucked some bitches, fucked some girls, and smoked and not really worked out, it's not even a fucking thought in my mind, you know, like, then, yeah, I would have definitely just taken back steps and been like, yeah, I would have felt better. There was days where I was like, you know what, I just want to fucking drink, give me some fucking whiskey, and but I'm like, don't you even fucking do it, bro. That's gonna fucking, you know, that's not the answer. You know, that's not the answer. I don't care how you feel, how low you feel. The answer is not the alcohol. The answer is, do not sideline this. Who the fuck are you? And you know what held me accountable? What held me accountable is this, you guys, my podcast, my YouTube videos, my TikTok followers. Because I'm like, how the fuck am I going to face you guys? How am I going to speak to you guys with integrity, knowing that I fucking went and did exactly what I told you, coach you guys not to do, to go fucking de-stress using fucking alcohol and all this fucking bullshit? No, that's why accountability is so huge. Accountability is so huge. It gives you a reason not to fucking go off the deep end when all you want to do is go off the deep end. This too shall pass. And the test that you're in right now is just testing you. the stronger and the harder you fight during times of adversity, during times where you feel emotional pain, physical pain, things aren't going away, it's fucking pouring, your expansion is going to be immense. Immense. And I'm telling you, 18-month rule, judge your life 18 months. When did you start really working out? When did you start really hitting that personal development? When did you stop smoking? When did you stop drinking? Go from there. Oh, it's been a month. Good. You got 17 months until you see exceptional results in your life. 18 months. So then use that as a goal. 18 months. That's what I keep telling you. I'm on month 16. I'm like, no wonder things are getting difficult. That shit, the expansion's about to be insane, man. But I got to prevail. The harder the contraction, the better the expansion. Remember that. Keep fighting. Keep pushing. Listen to these podcasts. Just know that I go through the same shit as you guys. If you want, you can go check out my latest YouTube video, which is like pushing through the resistance. I call it pushing through the resistance. And you can click the link in my bio or the link on this podcast. And I talk about some of the situations I was going through. I just felt that resistance. And yesterday was another tough day, you know, but I talked about it, which is good because I got to talk to you guys about it. You see, I realize the more tough times I talk about with you guys, the more we can relate. Because I feel most of us are all going through tough times than good times. But that's just life, right? Right? So keep pushing. Appreciate you guys listening to the fucking podcast. Nothing but love. Follow me on TikTok. Follow me on Instagram, The Alex Duenas. And if you're ready to fucking take your life to the next level, get some really good mentoring, some good coaching, you're struggling to get those vices, you want to build the life that you ultimately are proud of, you want to build a life where there's freedom because you have so much self-control and discipline, shoot me a message on Instagram. Shoot me a message on TikTok, The Alex Duenas, and let's get you on a fucking program where I can get you to where you want to live life, where every day you wake up with this type of mindset that either I'm going to fucking make it or I'm going to fucking die, all right? Much love.